In our first reading this morning, Joshua simply states, "If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve." And from our gospel passage, Jesus asks his handpicked 12 a rather disturbing question, "Do you also want to leave?" In each case, a decision must be made. Last Sunday, Jesus gave his teaching on the Eucharist, that unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have eternal life in you. Today, upon hearing this, the disciples interpret this teaching as a form of cannibalism, which is repulsive to all of us. The disciples are scandalized by his teaching. The root of the Greek word used in the text is scandalon. Literally translated, it means to cause to stumble or to fall away, to cause someone to become shocked or offended. And so Jesus becomes a stumbling block, a disgrace to them. And immediately now, temptation begins to creep in the form of doubt. Questions without clear answers. Is Jesus saying what I think he's saying? And if he is this the Messiah I truly want to follow? Ultimately, a choice must be made. No one understands temptation and choices better than Jesus. Jesus experienced temptation too, just like all of us. And it was never an isolated event, but it reoccurred frequently throughout his life. The temptation of Christ was rooted in Satan's suggestion that he exercise his messianic role in a manner other than the one intended for him by his Father, to find some other way to save mankind. Jesus encountered this choice over and over and over again throughout his life. His own apostles will tell him not to go to Jerusalem to face suffering and death. One day, the crowds will attempt to carry him off and crown him King of Israel. In the garden at Gethsemane, his human nature will recoil from the threat of torture and execution. Even in today's gospel, as some of the disciples reject him and return to their former way of life, Jesus suffers the temptation to stray from the truth of the Eucharist, to find some substitute more pleasing to humanity. But for Jesus to deny the reality of the Eucharist is to deny his Father's plan for the salvation of the world. So even at the cost of becoming a scandalon, Jesus remains stubbornly unyielding in his adherence to this teaching and the Father's will. Jesus did not defeat evil simply by dying, but by accepting in each moment the Father's will for his life. Temptation always provides us the opportunity to turn away from the divine love expressed in the Paschal mystery of Christ, to turn inward and to barricade oneself within the ego. Every temptation, then, is a choice to give love or to deny love. One of the most important aspects of temptation is that it tests Christian maturity, the ability to govern one's life in free decisiveness. Even in the most difficult circumstances, each person determines for himself the kind of life he truly wishes to live. Each person determines the values which become the moral compass by which he guides his journey on earth. And quite rapidly, the issue develops into our commitment to a Catholic, Eucharistic vision of life. Catholic spirituality is, in a profound sense, a shaping of our lives according to the pattern of Jesus' life. This demands that each of us consciously choose what he wants his life to be and his personality to become. Like Jesus, it cannot be isolated in one moment of choice. In fact, the need to identify ourselves with the suffering and the death and the resurrection of Jesus is a continuing challenge to which we are or are not responding at every given moment. A living encounter with Jesus in the sacrament of the Eucharist is an acceptance of God on his terms. It becomes a surrender of self in order to be melded into the body of Christ. The answer to our existence in this world is to be found through our identification with Christ's own suffering, his death, and his resurrection. This is the context of human living, which God calls us to. We must draw upon a growing gift of self to Jesus, upon a deep personal commitment to living the whole of our lives, not only with Christ, but for Christ, upon a developed loyalty that will cling to the Eucharist for which Jesus became a stumbling block, a scandalon. Such unity with the Son of God in the sacrament of the Eucharist brings great freedom. Such acquiescence to the will of God for one's life leaves us unencumbered. St. Teresa of Calcutta describes it this way: to accept, to surrender, to be where he wants you to be, then you are free. In our own lives, when we are faced with difficult choices and difficult decisions, in all of those moments when we are tempted to treat Jesus as a scandalon, may his haunting question echo in our hearts: do you also want to leave?